It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferrett. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, we'll look at an effort to preserve one of Wisconsin's dying languages.
First, a new law from Republicans would push back the early retirement age for state employees.
One proposal from Senator Dewey Strobel of Saukville would raise the minimum retirement age for most state workers by 2 years. Another of Senator Strobel's proposals would use the highest 5 years of salary instead of three to set a state worker's pension payout.
Scott Bauer is here to talk about these laws. He's a correspondent for the Associated Press. Scott, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us about this new plan to change early retirement for state workers.
Yeah, there are a pair of bills being circulated right now in the state Senate by State Senator Dewey Strobel. And they're, neither one of these are new ideas. Both were introduced a couple years ago and didn't go anywhere. One idea would be that workers in the state retirement system would not be able to qualify for early retirement until they reach age 57 as opposed to 55, and it would also delay the minimum age for early retirement for police and firefighters from age 50 to 52. And then the other bill would say that when you become eligible for your pension, part of the calculation is based, your benefit is based on your prior three highest years of salary. And this bill would say it would make that 5 years worth of salary as opposed to three. So with the effect would possibly be that, you know, your pension would be lower because you're be looking at 5 years of your highest salary as opposed to the highest three. So those are the two ideas that are out there. They have yet to be formally introduced. They're still out there for co-sponsorship, but they're likely to get dropped later this month.
Now, Wisconsin's pension system is fully funded. What has Senator Strobel said about why he's looking to change early retirement now?
Right. So Wisconsin's pension system is, as you said, fully funded and has been for years. And Senator Strobel has a few points that he brings up when he talks about these bills. The one that would require you to work longer before you qualify for early retirement, one of the arguments that he makes is that the private sector isn't afforded the same, a lot of people who work in the private sector aren't afforded the same benefit of being able to retire at that young of an age. He also argues that people are working longer, living longer, so there's really not a need to have a retirement age that young, and that delaying it would help to solidify the retirement fund while it's not in trouble right now if you had people stay in longer and not draw down on, you know, their benefits at an earlier age. That would help the fund. Now, there has not been an actuarial study on this bill and what effect it would have on the fund, although Senator Strobel told me that he would support that being done. So there aren't any numbers yet to really show what the impact could be if this were became law.
Now, what kind of reaction has this gotten from those representing public workers and police and firefighters?
Right. As you might expect, they're not thrilled with this idea. You know, the police and firefighters, at least the police union official that I talked with from the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, he made the point that, you know, this may actually cost the state more money because you would have people who are at the higher end of the salary range working longer, continuing to pull down their larger salary, forestalling some younger replacement who would, you know, most likely earn less than they would. And from the police side, you know, another argument they make is that, you know, the younger retirement age, early retirement age for them is purposeful in a lot of ways in that they don't want officers in their 50s and 60s running around trying to deal with criminals and, you know, do the job that police officers do. So that's the argument from their side. State employees make, you know, similar argument in that they just don't feel like this is something that's really warranted, and it's just another attack on, you know, they view it as an attack on public employees who have already gone through the whole Act 10 battle and everything else that we saw. And they, you know, they characterize it as a solution in search of a problem.
We're talking with Scott Bauer right now, correspondent for the Associated Press. He's joining us right now to talk about a couple of new proposals from Senator Dewey Strobel that would change early retirement for state workers. Now, as you said, Scott, these bills have been introduced before. They didn't get a hearing. Why not?
Yeah, they didn't get a hearing 2 years ago. You know, there just wasn't the momentum, so to speak, around the idea. This time around, we'll see what happens. You know, the Republican leadership in the Senate, State Senator Scott Fitzgerald, his spokeswoman wouldn't comment on the proposal, said he hadn't reviewed them yet. But there are, you know, there is a feeling, at least among the public employee unions, there's a concern that maybe this time around they may have a better chance of passage than they did 2 years ago. And again, you know, the bills haven't been introduced. There hasn't even been a chance yet for there to be a hearing scheduled or anything like that. But, you know, there is time. There's this fall when the legislature is back, and then there is next spring. When they'll be back again. So, you know, whenever you see a bill like this come up, of course, the folks most affected are concerned that it may go somewhere. And Senator Strobel is optimistic that it'll fare better than it did 2 years ago.
What do we know about how Wisconsin's policy for early retirement compares with other states?
You know, that's a really good question, and I don't have an answer to that. My hunch would be is that it's similar to other states, but I would hazard to I wouldn't want to say that for sure, because I just don't know.
Based on what you've seen so far, reaction, is it likely that these bills would face significant opposition?
Well, remember, Republicans, they have a majority in both the Senate and the Assembly. This is Republicans have shown a willingness in recent years, as we all know, to look at the public worker benefits that are accrued in Wisconsin by Wisconsin workers. They've shown no fear of going after things that are fiercely opposed by those same public worker unions and folks. So based on what we've seen since 2011, I don't think anyone would be surprised if these bills got some attention and moved forward. The one thing that is a little bit different, though, is the pension. The state employee pension is in good shape. It's not a fund that's facing any kind of emergency or dire need for action. So you do get a lot of resistance from anyone. Any time there's an attempt to mess with that pension fund, there is a pretty strong pushback. Often it's bipartisan, and that tends to make it a little more tricky to kind of get bills like these passed. So we'll see what happens, but until leaders come up and say kind of where they are on this and where their members are, it's tough to know what the road ahead looks like.
Now, as you said, very early now, but have you seen any indication that, given Republican interest in close examination of public workers, has there been any support of these bills or any likely to come?
You know, there hasn't yet, although as we reported last week, the bills just went out for co-sponsorship. So lawmakers are just now getting a chance to sign on as co-sponsors. And so when Senator Strobel actually introduces the bills, we'll see then how many lawmakers have signed on as saying, you know, that they want their names associated with this, and that'll give us another clue as to where the support lies for these ideas.
In terms of immediate next steps, what should we be looking for?
I think the biggest thing right now is you know, the bills have gotten a lot of attention over the past few days. You'll have a chance for other folks to weigh in. Our governor is obviously running for president. He could be asked about this. You know, there's a number of people and groups that will have a chance to weigh in beyond just the folks you would expect would weigh in, like the public sector unions. And when you kind of see where these other people are coming down on the issue, both elected officials and other people, that's always a good harbinger of kind of what a bill's chances are of success. And so that those are some things to look for while we wait for the bills to actually get introduced.
Scott, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, anytime.
That was Scott Bauer, correspondent for the Associated Press. He was with us to talk about two new proposals from Senator Dewey Strobel that would change early retirement for state workers. For more on this topic, tune in for the Big Question this Wednesday at 7. Joy Cardine talks with Republican State Senator Dewey Strobel and Democrat John Erpenbach about whether the early retirement age for state workers should be raised.